Sauk City native Dan Lapine is a country artist who keeps it simple and traditional with pedal steel guitar, fiddle, and deep twangy bass vocals. Lapine is out with his first album with 10 original songs, but his viral moment came in 2023 with a song that's as Wisconsin as it gets, declaring his love for Quick Trip.
I'll take the six-pack of Dunkers, Angus cheeseburgers, sweet curl of coffee buns, hash brown potatoes, roller tornadoes, hit me with that nature's touch. Long johns and breezes, breadsticks, the teasers, one stop for all your love. Man, I just gotta say, God bless Quick Trip.
Lapine is on tour for his album called The Honky Tonk Traditional. He plays the Monroe County Fair tonight and has over 20 stops around Wisconsin in the coming months. Dan Lapine, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me.
It seems like Quick Trip got dumped for the Honky Tonk Jukebox. What is drawing you to this love of traditional honky tonk music?
Oh, man, well, first of all, I don't want to say Quick Trip got dumped because I still rock with them a lot. I'm still there all the time. But yeah, honky tonk, traditional country. You know, it's I guess that's a good way to describe the sound that I've found with my music and the sound that I have fallen in love with. I guess the past 7 years since I decided to start doing this and make this my career and my life and. Just a big lover of classic sounding country, whether it is from 1970 or whether it's from 2025, so it all kind of comes back around in cycles. So there's traditional country from all kinds of different eras. And I just love all the traditional stuff.
It seems like God Bless Quick Trip really had a very specific storytelling element to it. And I found myself thinking of meandering through the aisles with the lyrics. And it was a little more tongue-in-cheek. And I felt a little more, in this new album, it feels a little bit slower, sadder, more reflective. Can you talk about just some of the themes that you're bringing up?
Yeah. A fun thing about country music is you kind of go back and forth. You got the slow songs, you got the sad ones, you got the fun, more party songs. And the older I get, I feel like the more I lean into the, I guess they call it harder country, and a lot of that is the sadder songs. So those are just, they're fun. They really hit, and the instrumentation is always so sweet on those. And we had some really good players on the album. And I think they captured that really well.
You were born in Sauk City. When did you first start listening to country?
I didn't listen to it a whole lot growing up. It's more like I lived it, but I was more a metalhead, believe it or not. I would say it wasn't until I was 22, 23. And I took a trip to Nashville with my parents and saw these kids playing mostly cover songs, but making an okay living doing it. And I was like, man, I could start doing that and I could write music as I go and just continue to develop the craft. And that's just what I did. I started playing in bars, one night a week, two nights a week, three nights a week, and did that for several years. And it's been about 7 years now. So,
well, let's hear a track. We're going to listen to Neon Dream, and this is off your debut album, The Honky Tonk Traditional. Let's listen.
Goodbye, heartache. Hello, Neon Dream. So long, lonely. Welcome, Honky Tonk Queen. Where have you been all of my life? Don't wake me till the morning light. Hello, Neon Dream.
What inspired Neon Dream?
That one is just about a guy who's going out and drinking a few beers and seeing where the night takes him, which was, something I've always enjoyed. But it's more of a storytelling of my younger years, I suppose.
A thread that keeps coming up in some of your songs is how you're, tired of seeing sunsets alone and, cowboys coming home. And it kept me thinking about how maybe you too really looked forward to coming home or staying in one place for just a moment. Is that something you wrestle with?
Yeah. Definitely, because there's a part of me that wants to be out there and not miss out on anything and wants to make sure I make the most of my musical life. But then there's a part of me that just wants to feel content and enjoy the time with my family. But I think I do a pretty good job of balancing that. And my wife and I were having our first kid.
You have a baby on the way.
About a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we do. So that's really, really exciting. Yeah, you know, I found a great woman 5 years ago, and we've been married a couple of years now, and she's a big inspiration behind a lot of those songs.
Do you think about being a dad when you get up there on stage and how you might change as a musician and maybe some of those trade-offs or sacrifices you'll have to make as a parent?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. The most important thing is to remember, I've heard this, you know, it's kind of a warning from so many older musicians. Their one regret is that they didn't spend as much time with their family, and they maybe were a little bit too invested in their work to the point where, you know, they missed out on a lot of things.
We're talking with Wisconsin country singer Dan Lapine about growing up in the state, how he got started in country, and his debut album. It's called The Honky Tonk Traditional. Let's hear another song off Honky Tonk Traditional, and this one is called Country Proud.
The bass is really booming. They got a brand new version. They're calling it country somehow. But I like my country, country proud. A little steel guitar, a gal song on a fiddle, and a good old song.
So this song is about your love of traditional country music, but it seems like there are also a bit of other feelings coming up. Can you talk about it?
I thought it was the best way to start off the first song on my debut album is just one that waves the flag for that kind of country music that I love. But nowadays, there's a lot of different kinds of country music, I guess. And, you know, that's a good thing in a way, but sometimes when you're out and about and you're like, man, this bar feels like a great country music place, but I'm hearing, you know, It doesn't feel like real country music what I'm hearing. So I guess the guy in the bar, he had some frustration. So that's definitely something I've had that I've related to at times. So I thought, you know, throw a little bit of that in there because I know there's people that feel just like me about that.
Tell us about your band. Who's with you on the road?
A gal named Emily Sabaki on the fiddle, Kenny Jones on the guitar, Andrew Lynch on the drums, Matt Vollmer on the bass. And yeah, so it's a 5-piece band. And then Cody Schleichert is our sound man, audio engineer, roadie. He does all kinds of stuff. So yeah, it's all folks in southeastern Wisconsin, and they're all just incredibly talented musicians. I always was pretty picky with the musicians because I feel like to pull off that good country sound, you just need a really tight band of good players. So they really bring that to the table.
Let's listen to one more song. This one is called Where I'd Be.
Painting the town and painting my heart a deeper shade of blue. Just bumming around, living life, just trying to get through. That's where I'd be without you.
I like this one a lot.
Oh, thank you.
I just think that it's reflective, but also sometimes, you know, sadder songs help us in a way, right? They I don't know, it just kind of help get us through.
Yeah, I kind of like this one. It combines sad and happy in a way, because It's like talking about how somebody would be without their significant other. So I was thinking about if I didn't have this wife to keep my head on straight, you know, I was thinking how, you know, maybe potentially reckless my life could get. And so I started it out just talking about the reckless stuff, but then it kind of turns it around when it's like, yeah, so that's where I'd be without you. And yeah, I liked how it combined those kind of happy and sad feelings, I guess.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for this conversation and all the best to you out there on the road.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate y'all so much.
Dan Lapine is a country singer from Wisconsin. His latest album is The Honky Tonk Traditional, and he's on tour with stops all over the state.
Now, baby, don't you worry. Baby, don't stress. It's just something that I've got to do to kill the weight on my chest. And no, I ain't gone crazy. My heart didn't go astray. I've just got to jukebox my troubles away.